Welcome to Agent Driven Development. Today, leading AI in the constraints. Four things to know. One, AI investment reduces risk. It doesn't just save money. Two, AI adoption moves from individual exploration to full integration. Three, practical evidence drives AI change, not top-down mandates. Four, AI operational excellence needs strong internal knowledge transfer. Now the piece. Tuesday, 3:47 p.m., your phone buzzed. Terry asked if he could call you later. Terry is the fake name of the leader, but Terry could be you or a friend of yours. There are a lot of Terrys right now. You have known Terry for years, 10 years at their company, joined right after the initial public offering. You would grab drinks every few months, trading war stories about enterprise software, you told him. Yeah, after six, Terry said perfect, he had news. Tuesday, 6:23 p.m., Terry told you he got promoted. They want him to lead the AI transformation. Terry did not sound excited. Terry sounded tired. He asked if you saw TechCrunch today. Four Stanford kids just raised $30 million for their Series A. Their product does exactly what Terry's company does. 12 engineers, they are already processing the volume that takes Terry 200 engineers to handle. Terry said they just signed Meridian Financial. You're Meridian, your first customer. The logo that got the company through the initial public offering, Terry read you the quote from their chief technology officer. They needed a partner who moves at AI speed, not committee speed. You asked how long it takes Terry to deploy something. 6 weeks, if nothing goes wrong. Product design, engineering, quality assurance, security, legal, and a release committee that meets every other Thursday. There was a long pause. Terry said it was funny. They are an agile company. They have done three transformations in 10 years. Scaled agile framework, Spotify squads, objectives. 9 years of transformation. They have seven full-time agile coaches on staff, and they still take 6 weeks to ship a button. You asked what he was going to do. Terry said he did not know yet, but he would figure something out. Friday, 8:12 p.m., Terry asked if you were around. He needed to think out loud. The phone rang 30 seconds later. Terry found someone, an engineer named Sarah. She has been there 6 years. Terry has been watching her pull requests. She is closing tickets in hours that should take days. He asked how. AI tools. She has been using them for 3 months. Nobody knows. She did not tell anyone because the last time she suggested changing how we work, she spent 6 weeks in meetings with the transformation team. They wanted to turn it into a pilot program with success metrics and a steering committee. She decided it was easier to just do it quietly. You asked what the play was. Terry looked at the Git history. He found 9 people shipping faster than they should be able to. 7 of them are using AI. Nobody is talking about it, all underground. You said he was building a shadow organization. Terry said he was building a band of misfits who can actually ship. He cannot change the company, but maybe he can route around it. Sunday, 3:22 p.m. Terry spent all day Friday with procurement and legal. You said that sounded terrible. Terry said it actually was not. He got them to approve enterprise licenses for AI tools. He ran it through security review and got legal sign-off on an acceptable use policy. It took 4 hours, but now it is officially sanctioned. You asked why he did that. Terry said, because everyone he found is using AI tools. They are paying for themselves. They are all terrified someone is going to find out and fire them for it. He needed to remove that risk. Now when he brings the band together, he can tell them this is legal. It is approved, and they are not going to get fired for using it. The only question is what they are going to build with it. Monday, 2:31 p.m., Terry got the band together, 10 engineers. He told them he got procurement to buy the tools and legal approved the use policy. Nobody is getting fired for this. That changed the whole conversation. The engineers relaxed. They have all been doing this independently, all sitting on techniques that could save everyone else weeks, all terrified to talk about it publicly. But now they know it is sanctioned. They opened up. They are going to eliminate test environment maintenance in 2 weeks, something everyone hates, something visible. 2 weeks later, on Thursday at 11:47 p.m., Terry said it works. Completely automated. It took 30 iterations on the prompt. They just stopped having test environment problems. You asked if he announced it. Terry said no. They just stopped having the problem. It took 3 days before another team asked them how they did it. Tuesday, 3:15 p.m., Terry asked if you could look at something for him. He sent you the link to an internal GitHub repository. It was brutally honest. It listed all 30 prompts they tried before finding one that worked. Why the first approach failed, the guardrails they built, the things they still do not trust AI to do. The actual time investment was 80 hours up front to save 240 hours per team per quarter. You told him it was really good and felt real. Terry said that was the point. He is making it internal open source. Anyone can contribute, but they have to show the production system they built with it. No theoretical examples. One of the agile coaches asked if they should create a community of practice with regular ceremonies and a charter. Terry said no. The repository has more contributions in 2 months than their last community of practice generated in 2 years. Friday, 4:52 p.m., Terry started a Slack channel called Shipped with AI. If you ship something with AI, you post what you shipped, how long it took, a link to the pull request, and one thing that surprised you, you asked if there were celebrations. Terry said none, just evidence. 3 weeks later, there were 300 people in the channel, posts every single day. They are getting competitive. A front-end engineer saw the back-end team eliminating application programming interface boilerplate. She asked if it would work for Redux Actions. 2 days later, she shipped it. You said that was viral. Terry said he did not mandate any of it. The culture is changing and he is not even trying to change it. Plus, someone wrote a prompt for him to do his expenses. Tuesday, 2:14 p.m., Terry had a realization today. He cannot actually change the organization. Not at all. You asked if he was just figuring this out now. Terry said he knew it, but today he really internalized it. The vice president of engineering built the entire process. The chief product officer controls the roadmap with commitments from 2 years ago. The general counsel does not trust AI, and she is not wrong. They are in healthcare and finance. If someone in the agile organization owns change, Terry just owns AI. Terry said he is not trying to restructure the seven kingdoms. He is building a network underneath them. Engineers who know how to eliminate toil within constraints. You asked if something undeniable ships every 3 weeks. Terry said exactly. Last month, they eliminated 300 hours of manual test maintenance. This month, they automated architecture decision records. Next month, deployment pipeline configuration. The board is no longer asking about headcount reduction. They are asking how to scale what Terry built. Monday, 8:47 a.m., Terry told you that you would not believe this. The Stanford kids just lost their second customer. There was a production outage that lasted 6 hours. Their 12 engineers could not debug it fast enough. They built everything with AI, and when it broke in a way the AI did not anticipate, nobody knew how to fix it. The customer came back to Terry's company. They said they need a partner who can move fast, but also knows how to keep the lights on. They closed it in 3 days, migrated them in 2 weeks. No outage, no drama. 6 months later, on Friday at 6:15 p.m., you were finally getting that drink. You asked how it felt. Terry said it felt weird. The transformation they wanted would have taken 5 years. What he built is undeniable in 6 months. You asked for the numbers. Deployment frequency is up 40%. Toil is down 25%. They have 150 engineers actively using AI in production. They eliminated 1,200 hours of toil last quarter. And he did not change the organizational chart. Terry said they did not change anything structural. They just stopped doing work that does not need doing. They shared what works. They built capabilities that compound. Terry took a long sip. He said 10 years from now, someone else sitting in his chair will inherit an organization that knows how to evolve, not because they had a perfect strategy, because they figured out what actually worked and they wrote it down. You said the Stanford kids are building the future. Terry said they are, and his team is building the future that works when you have constraints. Both are necessary, but only one survives contact with enterprise reality. You said that was the bet he made. Terry said that was the job. Your phone buzzed, another text from another Terry at another company asking if you had time to talk. There are a lot of Terrys right now. They are all figuring out the same thing. You cannot transform faster than your organization's immune system allows, but you can route around it. You can build networks underneath the organizational chart. You can make success contagious through evidence, not mandates. The constraint is real, but so is the opportunity. The question is whether you're willing to lead a transformation that does not look like one. Thanks for listening to Agent Driven Development. Find more at agentdrivendevelopment.com.